Let's talk about emotional eating and unhealthy eating habits. This topic come across me all the time. At least 95% of my clients have experienced emotional eating or have some unhealthy eating habits or consuming alcohol or lots of sugar or gluten or lots of junk food. And to be honest, this was a big thing in my life too. And even though I worked through and cut a lot of my bad habits throughout my healing journey and self-development journey, the emotional eating was the hardest. For a very long time, I had very bad sugar craving, eating junk food, eating lots of cakes and sweets. And it was something I always tried to cut, tried to stop doing. But it was extremely hard because in the environment, the food, the sugar, the sweets are always available. So I heard this somewhere in a podcast that sugar addiction is actually harder to give up than cocaine addiction. And it is because the sugar is so addictive, your body gets so used to it that it's just craving more and more and more, and it's not enough anymore, you want more. And because sugar is available everywhere you go, I would say almost in every house, you can find a chocolate, a piece of biscuit, or ice cream. In the grocery stores, in restaurants, everything is full of sugar and unhealthy food. For me to cut these unhealthy habits, I needed to make radical changes. I needed to put much more effort to cut this than any other of my bad habits I had throughout my life. And what I had to realize during this experience of giving up junk food and unhealthy foods and cutting more and more from my diet that wasn't serving me. So it comes down to two things when we talk about emotional eating and unhealthy eating habits. One of them is filling the void inside, because usually we looking for a way to fill the void that we feel inside emotionally. Sometimes it comes to eating something, sometimes it comes to drinking alcohol, sometimes it comes to smoking and other bad habits, but we find a way to fill the void inside because we don't take the time to actually go to the root cause of our feelings, of our emotions. It's easier to cover up these feelings and just repress them. Okay, I feel sad. Okay, I put some chocolate on it and I feel good. That's it. That's the easy way out. That's the quick solution. But it's actually repressing your feelings. It's covering up, and it just, let's say, quote unquote, cure the symptom. But if you never take the time to actually sit down, take a look at your life, your feelings, your emotions, why you feel sad, why you feel lonely, why you feel unloved, why you feel alone, why you feel stressed, anxious, depressed, then you will just keep covering up without actually solving the problem. And then it becomes so automatic that we don't even realize that we don't even have to have a cause anymore. We just keep eating, because it became a habit. This is how we learned to cover whatever is going on in our life. This is how we learn to cover our emotions so we don't have to talk about it. We don't have to face any conflicts. We don't have to face our fears, our shadows, because we rather avoid the problems and just eat. Just fill the void, just fill the emptiness inside. Feed the negative emotions, feed the low vibrational emotions, the fear, the emptiness, loneliness, rather than looking at them and allow them to come through you, allow yourself to feel these feelings and work through them. Because emotions are just there. They're not there to make your life bad. They're not there to hurt you. They come and go. Good and bad emotions, they just come and go. But if you don't allow them to come and go, they come to you and they're stuck inside of you, then it just creates a blockage. You repress the emotions. You don't look at them. You don't take care of them. It just gets stuck inside the body. And I talk about this in another episode. How do our emotions affect our physical body? But if we just avoid the problems, avoid the feelings, we are not doing any service to our body. And to put even more to it, we feed these emotions with sugar, with junk food. We create a negative spiral that is feeding each other. The cause, the symptom, and then the end result is all feeding each other. It becomes a spiral that is going down. And you don't even realize anymore why you are eating. You're just eating. And the second thing that it comes down to unhealthy eating habits is actually coming from our environment, from our parents or grandparents or any caregivers or our partners or whoever we lived with before and living with at the current moment. It's actually very much influencing your eating habits. How our parents or caretakers were eating, their eating habits came to us, of course. We had the dishes they cook for us, we had the food items, we had the same brands, the same type of food. And we learned how to cook in the way how they were cooking, using the same ingredients. And if their eating habits were not healthy, of course, we inherited these eating habits. And I see it on myself and on my clients as well, that we learned a lot of unhealthy eating habits and also emotional eating. Because we saw our parents, people around us, to continue this emotional eating, and it automatically came to us as well. We learned subconsciously that if something arises, a problem or issue, or somebody is crying, or it's feeling sad or happy, whatever is the occasion, the answer is always food. The next step is always food. We are celebrating, we celebrate with food. We are sad, we are eating food. We are lonely because we had a breakup, we are eating ice cream. And so on. So it actually became a very automatic reaction to any situations in our life that come up. So let's look at some ways how you can start breaking these habits and finally free yourself from emotional eating and unhealthy eating habits. Well, first of all, it really comes down to dealing with emotions. To really look at yourself, look at your emotions, where you at in life, what feelings you have in your life, because many times people don't even realize the feelings that they actually have, because it's much more than just feeling good or feeling bad. There are examples for emotions: to be excited, to be patient, to be impatient, to be proud, to be shy, to be frustrated, to be surprised, to be disappointed, to be kind, to be scared, angry, happy, lonely, joyful, loving, delighted. There are so many emotions, and many people can't recognize what they actually feel, or they cannot identify what is the emotion they have. So I would say this is the first step, that you start paying attention to what you feel, how you feel. Start journaling, start writing down your thoughts, your feelings, because it can help to work through these emotions. And after this, you can start recognizing your pattern. So look at it, look at the situations when you go to the kitchen or to the fridge, to the storage room, and looking for something. Ask yourself why you are looking for something to eat. What's the reason behind? Are you really hungry, or you just want to fill up the void that you are feeling? You just want to cover up something that you don't want to deal with. Ask yourself, when are these moments coming up? Is it in the morning, in the night, during the day? What indicates that you start eating when it's not actually necessary? Ask yourself, why are you craving the type of food that you want at the moment? Whether it's chocolate or biscuits or chips, or french fries, or burger, or cakes. Start recognizing the patterns. What indicates the situation? When is it happening? Why is it happening? So the next time when you notice that you are going to the fridge, to the kitchen to get something, you can catch yourself before it happens. So when you have the automatic thought, automatic reaction of going to the kitchen, you already know, okay, this is the moment when you need to stop. Because once the pattern starts, you have the thought to go to the kitchen, then you take the steps to the kitchen, then you choose your snack. It's already a whole process going on. It's really hard to stop when the momentum is already going. But if you catch yourself in the very beginning, just the thought of going to the kitchen, it's much easier to stop it there. And the last thing I want to mention is that you can replace the unhealthy food with healthy food. And in the beginning, it's not going to bring as much satisfaction as the unhealthy food, because we are actually very attached to the ingredients. We crave the sugar, the cheese, the meat, the junk food, and an apple or a broccoli or a carrot, it's not going to bring you the same satisfaction. But you can start training yourself to get used to the new habit, to get used to the more healthy food that is actually nourishing to your body, that is actually giving you the nutrients, the vitamins that you need, and not taking away from your body, but actually giving back to your body. Or you can start replacing with less and less unhealthy version of what you are craving. So, for example, if you have been eating a chocolate cookie, then from now you can start eating a banana cookie without sugar in it. So you can make some adjustments and make your body and your mind used to the more healthy things and creating new habits. And I'm sure that if you start this process from the beginning, from taking care of your feelings, of your body, of looking at your circumstances, your environment, your own habits, your whole life, You can see the patterns. You can see where you can make some adjustments. And it will help you to create the new habit and give up the unhealthy food and give up the emotional eating, because you will not need emotional eating anymore, because you take care of the emotions, they are released properly, so there is no more need for emotional eating. There is no more void that you need to fill, because you already take care of yourself, take care of your emotions. So I hope these tips will help you to create better new habits. And of course, as usual, if you have any specific questions or you want to talk about your specific circumstances and you want to receive my input on it, you can send a voice message in the link in the description, and I would be happy to answer and support you on your journey. I love you.